Unit 1. Time. Typical expressions. When? For how long? For which day? Have you been here long? What day is it? What day of the week is it? What day was it yesterday? What day will it be tomorrow? What time is it? What time, please? What time do you have? Have you got the time? What's the date today? What's today? What was the date yesterday? What will the date be tomorrow? When's your birthday? Do you have the time? Do you know what time it is? It's just 9 o'clock. It's exactly 5. It's 5 o'clock sharp. It's about 8. It's nearly 5. It will be 5:30. It's 8:10. It's 8:10. It's 3:15. It's almost noon. It's 0:10. My watch is not going. My watch has stopped. There's something wrong with my watch. It's time for supper. It's lunchtime. It's Wednesday. It's on Wednesday evening. It's October 1st. It was Thursday. It was in 1949. Dialogue 1. Excuse me, could you tell me the time?
It's 7:30.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dialogue 2. Can you tell me when is the next train to Shenzhen?
It'll be 5 minutes later.
By the way, what's the time for the last train back?
It's about 9:15.
Unit 2. Space. Typical expressions. My mother went to America last year. Why did you stay at home for a whole day? Why don't you go out and get some fresh air? We used to go to Guangzhou by way of Wuhan. David is going to New York via San Francisco. The truck turned off the main road. The goalkeeper fell on the ground. The teacher wrote some new words on the blackboard. Taiwan is an island off the mainland. There stands a big tree on the top of the hill. There are 3 boats in the river under the bridge. There is an apple tree in front of my house. Behind the building, there is a big lake. I was sitting between my parents at the movie. There are lots of children playing in the park near school. Yesterday evening, we had a walk along the river. You can find the post office on the other side of the street. They can go to the town through this forest. An old woman is sitting next to my mother. Did you see the small shop facing the post office? When you arrive at the cross, the hotel is on your right. The car beside mine is my sister's. Dialogue 1. Could you possibly tell me where the Friendship Hotel is?
It's in the 3rd block. There's a big park in front of it.
How can I get there?
Go straight along the avenue. When you're at the cross, turn right. The hotel is 100 meters from there. You can't miss it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dialogue 2. Where are the kids?
Peter is playing football on the ground.
Where's Mary?
She is still in her school. She said she would come back late.
Where are you?
I'm downtown. I'm walking with some of my friends along the river. There are lots of people playing here.
Unit 3. Definition. Typical expressions. What is the definition of market economy? How do you define the term market economy? What do you mean by black death? A thermometer is defined as an apparatus which measures the temperature of the body. You can define thermometer as an apparatus which measures the temperature of the body. You might say PC is the computer the individual uses. You might define a robot as a machine that can move and do some of the work of men. The definition of language is varied according to different angles. How to define the term applied linguistics? You can define egotism as thinking only of yourself. How can you define geography? What do you mean by ecology? Can you tell me the definition of terrorism? Dialogue 1. What do you mean by linguistics?
Linguistics is a scientific study of language.
Then what is language?
Language can be defined from different angles, so its definition is varied.
Dialogue 2. How to define egotism?
You can define it like this, thinking only of yourself.
Well, yes, I suppose so. Unit 4. Exemplification. Typical expressions. For example, For instance, Xiao Wang, he's the most hard-working student in our class. For example, Lu Xun. Let's take Lu Xun for example. Take it for an example. Just take football for an example. Let's take Australia and New Zealand for example. Can you give us some examples? Could you show me some examples? Give me some examples. Will you give us an example to prove it? I have read some English novels, such as Gone with the Wind, Wuthering Heights, and Tale of Two Cities. John set a good example for us all. Dialogue 1. So many changes have taken place after the opening towards the outside.
Will you give us some examples?
Let's take Shenzhen for example.
Do you know any other instances?
Yes, of course, we have a lot of places where people have made a great deal of achievements. Dialogue 2. You can define language from different angles, such as functions, structure, and sociology.
Yes, I agree.
How do you define it?
I would like to define it as a set of symbols used for human beings to communicate.
More or less, you're right. Unit 5. Classification. Typical expressions. There are two types of apples in this shop. How many kinds of people are there? There are several classes of trees and flowers in this garden. There are two major varieties of English. We can classify the English words according to their usage. Do you know the classification of the English words according to the parts of speech? We divide the class into three groups. The whole classroom is divided into two parts. One is for girls, the other is for boys. The books in the library are categorized. I want to make a division of all these animals. We can make a cup of tea in 5 steps. The story falls into 3 parts. Dialogue 1. Do you know how many different kinds of English words there are?
English words can be classified according to different criteria.
What are they?
First, let's divide words into 2 major categories according to the functions, content, words, and functional words.
Any other classifications?
Yes. They also can be classified into verbs, nouns, and adjectives, etc., according to the parts of speech.
Dialogue 2. How many kinds of trees are there in your garden?
I don't know exactly. Maybe 10 or 15. Some of them are fruit trees. Others are not.
How many different types of fruit trees?
4. They are orange trees, apple trees, peach trees, and plum trees.
Dialogue 3. How did you deal with the big class?
Usually, I divided the big class into several smaller groups. Then I taught the smaller groups individually.
How did you divide it?
I divided them according to their age. I put the students of the same age together.
Any other ideas?
Sometimes I made some changes, classified them according to their marks. That's to say, if they got the same marks in the test, they would study in the same group, learn the same things.
Good. Unit 6. Belief. Typical expressions. I believe him. He believes what you said. I can believe that. I think you're right. It's possible. I think what he said is true. It's impossible. I can't believe that. I don't believe a word of it. I can't believe you. I know better than that. It can't be true. Are you kidding me? Don't pull my leg. No kidding. He must be joking. You're joking. I don't think you're right. It's hard to believe. Oh, come on. Are you serious? Dialogue 1. He will come back this evening.
I can't believe you. He phoned me yesterday and told me he would come back next week.
Do you believe him?
Yes, I trust him.
Dialogue 2. I'm going to America next week.
You're kidding.
I'm serious. I've booked a ticket.
It can't be true. I don't want to leave you.
No, we won't leave each other. I'll just stay there for a couple of weeks.
Why? It's not easy to go.
Unit 7. Negation. Typical expressions. I'm not a teacher. I am no teacher. There aren't any people in the classroom. She's not my brother's girlfriend. We haven't had our supper. Peter didn't do his homework yesterday. His parents weren't in China in 1953. You mustn't lie to me. No smoking. No passage. No parking here. No admittance. No spitting. No bill. Not all that glitters is gold. All is not gold that glitters. All the answers are not right. I do not know all of them. I haven't got both of them. Nothing can stop me. None of my students have been to Beijing. Dialogue 1. Do you know Xiao Zhang's parents?
I don't know both of them.
Do you know his father?
No, I know his mother.
Dialogue 2. How many students are there in the classroom?
Nobody is in it.
Where are they?
I don't know. I couldn't find them anywhere.
Unit 8. Reminders. Typical expressions. Don't forget to shut the door after you. Don't forget to tell the teacher about the homework. Please don't forget we have a meeting this Friday evening. Remember to call me when you arrive. Please remember to bring the book next time. Make sure that you've informed all of them. Are you sure you have written them on the notebook? Do you still remember me? Do you still remember what the teacher said in class? The picture reminds me of my boyhood. Can I remind you to book the ticket? Could I remind you of the meeting you have to attend today? I'd like to remind you the class has been put off. Don't forget about your father's birthday. Remember about the journey? Remember Uncle Wong who looked after you when I was out? I'd like to remind you the rent is due. May I remind you to go to meet Mr. Smith at 3? Dialogue 1. What are you looking at so attentively?
Photos.
Which photos?
The ones we took during the stay in America.
Why?
They often remind me of the happy time.
Dialogue 2. Will you remind me of the meeting at 3 with Mr. Smith?
Sure, Mr. James.
By the way, don't forget to tell Carl to come see me before 3.
No problem.
Unit 9. Repetition. Typical expressions. Pardon? Sorry? I beg your pardon. What? I'm sorry? Please say it again. Please repeat. What did you say? Sorry, but I missed that. Could you say that again? Please say it once again. I didn't get your point. I'm afraid I didn't hear that. Could you repeat what you said? Could you repeat that, please? Sorry, I didn't catch you. I'm sorry, could you repeat it, please? I'm sorry, could I ask you to repeat that, please? I'm sorry, what was that? You said where? You said when? You said how? Dialogue 1. We're going to have a picnic this weekend.
What? What are you going to do?
I said we were going to have a picnic this weekend.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Dialogue 2. Would you repeat what you said just now? I'm afraid I didn't catch you.
Mrs. Hillary is waiting for you in the sitting room.
Who?
Mrs. Hillary.
Oh, please show her in. Unit 10. Existence and occurrence. Typical expressions. I have a sister and a brother. Do you have any suggestions? Peter has got several days off. I have lots of questions to ask the teacher. There's a big sports ground on the campus. Someone I don't know has taken the money away. There was a loud noise outside the classroom. There is a woman waiting for you downstairs. There's a fly in the soup. There are 15 students on the bus. There stood a boy in front of the house. There rose overnight a tall building. There exist a number of problems waiting to be solved. There occurred a sudden change in public attitude towards the project. There's a taxi coming. There are some students talking in the class. He wasn't at the railway station when I went there. Will there be a movie tonight? Some of us were absent from the meeting this morning. His parents are away on holiday. There happened a car accident last night. A traffic accident happened downtown this afternoon. What happened here just now? A lot of great changes have taken place in our country. Where do you think this dialogue took place? Nothing has happened in your family. Dialogue 1. What's happened here?
Nothing, sir. Only some students passing here.
How many?
About 30.
Dialogue 2. What can you see in the picture?
There is a river in the middle. And there are some trees on both banks.
Anything else?
Yes, there are some people swimming in the river. And there comes a boat from the north.
That's it. There is a big crowd on the deck, isn't there?
Yes.
Among them, there's a man in white. Can you see him? Unit 11. Possession and ownership. Typical expressions. I have a new car. I bought it several months ago. This is Xiao Wang's bedroom. That's mine. Whose book is this? It's mine. You eat your sweet, and he'll eat his. My sister is a student of the English department. So is hers. The computer is Peter's. Why don't you use your own pencil? There's something wrong with my pen. The family is possessed of a large fortune. His sister is in possession of this firm. This plane is in the possession of my company. This plane belongs to my company. My company owns this plane. Dialogue 1. Wow, what a car. Whose is it?
It's my general manager's.
How many cars does he have?
He possesses 3 luxury cars and 5 ordinary ones.
Does he have a large fortune?
Yes, definitely.
Dialogue 2. My parents are visiting him in the countryside.
Where do your parents live?
They used to live in a house belonging to my grandparents.
Who's in possession of the house now?
A cousin of my father is. Dialogue 3. This is Carl's school bag.
Where's yours?
Mine is in his desk.
How's that?
Because I don't like mine. I like to use his. Unit 12. Addition and inclusion. Typical expressions. In addition to the tax, anything else we should pay? You'd better give me the other 3 besides this one. Can you show me the questions as well as the answers to them? What have you got in addition to the working experience? As well as this one, I have written 3 altogether. Both you and I must go. All of us are human beings, so we all may make mistakes. Whatever he asked, I answered with patience. Whoever we report, we must ask permission from him. Whichever you choose, you'll take care of it. Whenever you go, I'll get up and see you off. Wherever you go, they'll follow you. Not only Peter, but also Dave wants to go with us. I asked them to bring everything, not only to eat, but also to use. He invited all of us, not only you, but also the whole class. Both of us have been to Shanghai. Neither of the answers is right. None of them are in the room. I have 2 books. Each of you can get 1. Dialogue 1. How are you all these days?
Too bad. In addition to the cold, I've got a temperature.
That's really too bad.
What's more, I cough day and night.
Really? Let me have a look. Dialogue 2. Where are you going?
I don't know.
Wherever you go, they'll follow you.
What's your idea?
Neither of us will escape. We just stay here and wait for them.
Don't you think both of us will be caught?
No way out. Unit 13. Exception and restriction. Typical expressions. We all went but John. I can answer the questions except the 5th. Your presentation is quite good, except for some small points. There are 20 foreign students, not counting the overseas Chinese students. Excluding the one I bought in Shanghai, I have 5 wool coats. We'll go without you. We all have been invited, besides those 2. Only Mr. Smith could afford to buy the plane. Only a few students were present at the meeting. My parents only let me out on Friday evening. Peter was very cold because he only wore a jacket. I have only $100 with me. We don't know much of him, only the place where he was born. This is the movie I saw with my friend last week. Do you know the name of the man I mentioned to you yesterday? I'll show you the picture I took in Tokyo. I'd like the one you gave me as the birthday present. He wants to eat the red apple, but I want the green one. Man can't live without air. Dave is a nice guy, except that he has some shortcomings. Dialogue 1. What do you think of this film?
I like it very much, except that the ending is too sad.
I'm afraid I can't agree. I like the ending only. It's impressive.
Yes, indeed, but it made me cry. I think the heroine should have a better life than that.
You're sympathetic. Dialogue 2. Do you know the new manager of the company?
No, nothing but his family name. How about you?
I only know the place where he lives.
Maybe the secretary knows him very well.
Neither does she. She knows his telephone number only. Unit 14. Means and instrument. Typical expressions. My sister is deaf. She communicates with others by means of signs. My English isn't good enough, but I read the original novels with the help of an English-Chinese dictionary. I can climb the wall with the help of a ladder. How do you go to work every day? I go to work by bus. Turn on the power by pressing the button at the bottom. We sent the letter to them by air. How did you travel? We traveled by train, not by bus. I opened the bottle with a knife. How did you get into the house without the key? I went in through the window. How did you get the news? I heard it on the radio. What do you write with? I write with a computer instead of a pen. Dialogue 1. How did you come here?
By bus.
Why didn't you take the train? It saves time and is comfortable.
Yes, but taking a train would spend more money.
Dialogue 2. What do you usually write with?
I write with a computer.
Do you think it is convenient to write on the computer?
I used to write with a pen, you know.
I'm still using the pen. It's my old friend. Unit 15. Comparison. Typical expressions. Peter is as tall as you. Tom is taller than Peter. Jack is the taller of the two boys. Tom is the tallest among the three. You're as intelligent as the others of the class. I know as much Cantonese as English. His English is much better than mine. My teacher speaks English much more fluently than my father. Class 1 got higher marks than Class 2. He works slower than most of his classmates. He works harder than his classmates. Light travels faster than sound. He's more of a sportsman than his brother. Xiao Chen's house is as beautiful as his sister's. 3 and 3 makes 6. A quarter is equal to 15 minutes. A century is 100 years. Do you think a kilometer is the same as 1,000 meters? 3 early mornings will make a day. You did less work today, so you just got less than yesterday. There are fewer people in the class than last time. Dialogue 1. Do you know the twins?
Yes, I met them on the campus this morning, but I found the younger one is taller than the old one.
You're right, and she is more intelligent.
Really? Interesting enough.
But the older one is prettier than the younger one.
Yes, I noticed that.
Dialogue 2. What do you think of your new house?
It's just newer than my old house.
Don't you think it's bigger?
No, I think they're same.
How about the garden?
It's quite small. I found it's a little smaller than the old one.
That's impossible. And the kitchen?
Oh, it's only big enough for me to put my feet in. Anyway, it gets more sunshine.
That's all right. Unit 16. Contrast and concession. Typical expressions. Although I like him, he doesn't like me. He went to work, although he still had a temperature. My classmates visited the farm, although it was raining hard. Although I told him thousands of times, he forgot it again. Whatever you told him, he said no. Whenever you come, you're welcome. Wherever you go, remember to make telephone calls back. I wanted to stay, however, my parents insisted on leaving. No matter what you do, do it as well as possible. No matter where you go, I'll follow you. No matter to whom you speak, you must speak slowly and clearly. No matter how we persuaded, they wouldn't listen to us. I'm active, while my sister is quite quiet. He said yes, but he did something different. You like sports, while your brother would rather read. Betty was lively and talkative, while her sister was quiet and reserved. While I listened to you, I didn't catch what you meant. The family moved into the new house despite the wet paint. In spite of the thunderstorm, they went to look for the lost baby. I always enjoy the music, even if there is a loud noise. Dialogue 1. Where's Helen's book?
She forgot again, although I told her 1,000 times.
Ask her to come see me.
Whatever I said, she replied with yes, but she did in a different way.
Dialogue 2. How's the kid?
He's fine, although there's a little temperature.
Keep him in the house, no matter what he says.
Okay.
Unit 17. Cause and result. Typical expressions. Since the weather was bad, we didn't start until 10 o'clock this morning. Because the weather is bad, the sports meet will be put off. Because you didn't tell me, I failed to attend the meeting. Because of his father, we could go into the building. As you've agreed, we bought 5 more. We must start early, for we have a long way to go. It was raining hard, so we had to stop working. I had never been to that city, therefore I didn't know anything about it. The midterm exams have finished, in which case we can plan for an outing. Having no money, I'll stop my plan to travel to China. I have to stop the plan, for I haven't enough money. Dialogue 1. Why are you late for the meeting?
We didn't start until 10 o'clock because of the rain. And since we're late for 2 hours, the meeting had begun when we arrived.
Dialogue 2. I left the school earlier today because I wasn't very well.
What's wrong with you?
I felt dizzy and had a headache.
Did you go to see a doctor?
Yes, I had gone to see the doctor right after I came back.
What did he say?
He said I was lacking nutrition.
So you shouldn't go on a diet. You must eat more.
I think I will. Unit 18. Condition and supposition. Typical expressions. If I have money, I'll go and see the world. If you're free this evening, let's have dinner at the new restaurant. If you ask me, I'll say no. We can bring you some fresh fruits if you want. He said he would go to the party if the hostess invited him. If you're late for the class, you'll be fined. If you park your car here, it'll be taken away by the police. Why didn't you go to work, since you need money? Suppose we have a large fortune. What would you do? Suppose they are at the railway station. What can I do now? You can go with me only if you've finished your homework. If only I could remember his name. If only I knew my new headmaster. If only he had insisted. If only I had met her. If only we had lots of money. If only Dad was at home. I will go only if you go with me. I'll keep my promise only if you keep yours. Dialogue 1. Will you go to the cinema with me tonight?
Only if I finish my housework.
If we go to the cinema, you can do your housework later.
No, it's impossible. If only I had a dishwasher and washing machine.
You will. Dialogue 2. If we arrive at Guangzhou Station, please wake me.
No problem. But what if I oversleep?
If you also oversleep, We'll go to the next station.
That's terrible.
So, you'd better not sleep. Unit 19. Purpose. Typical expressions. Susan called to see her friend. I'm saving up to buy a new house. He got up early in order to catch the early bus. In order to catch up with my classmates, I worked day and night. He came to tell you the meeting had been put off. The birds cry for food. Why didn't you ask me for help? I called you just wanting to tell you there'll be a movie tonight. He is learning spoken English so that he can work with foreigners. We have to leave in order not to miss the late train. My mother stopped working in order to look after my sister and I. The teachers came out of the office to see what happened outside. Keep quiet. Let me have a rest. We shall set out early so we have enough time to dress up. The students worked hard so that they could go into the universities. His friends went to the new world to seek fortune. Turn off the radio. I want to sleep. Turn on the power so we can use the hot water. The chairman spoke at the top of his voice in order for everybody in the hall to hear well. Will you speak louder so that everyone can hear you? Why don't you stand up so that all of us can see you? Dialogue 1. Where are you going?
I'm going out to see what's happening outside.
Wait a minute so we can finish it.
Oh, let it be. We have enough time to do it tomorrow.
Dialogue 2. Will you pull the curtain apart, letting the sun in?
Sorry, I'm doing some experiments.
What sort of experiments are you doing in the dark room?
A secret. I'll let you know after I finish.
Dialogue 3. Who is speaking?
The teacher in the next room. He speaks at the top of his voice in order that everybody can hear him.
Yes, everybody can. The problem is that I don't want to hear.
So, I'll go and ask him to lower his voice, okay?
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Unit 20. Summary and Generalization. Typical Expressions. Generally speaking, we're in favor of the new plan. Generally speaking, the living standard in that country has been greatly improved. In general, we've finished the work. He summarized the speech with a joke. As a rule, big houses are always drafty. As a rule, pop music is usually noisy, but is warmly welcomed by young people. As a rule, the girls in our class are working harder than the boys. As a rule, mothers have the final say in homes. As a rule, boys grow slower than girls at the earlier stage, but later they grow faster than girls. In most cases, we leave school at 5 o'clock. In most cases, I won't talk at the meetings. In a few cases, I went to have a cup of coffee after the class. In a few cases, I had about 100 yuan with me. In a few cases, the teacher would come into the classroom without telling us. In most cases, our monitor collects the exercise books. In a few cases, his friend does instead of him. Generally speaking, most of us can overcome the shortcomings. Generally speaking, our people can fight against the flood without help. Dialogue 1. Do you have any difficulties?
Generally speaking, we can deal with everything with effort.
You had a hard time.
Yes, in a few cases. He had no money to buy the necessary instruments.
Tell us if you need help. Dialogue 2. As a rule, the boys are less diligent than girls.
I agree. It's the same in my class.
How do you deal with it?
No way. I just encourage boys to work hard by asking them more questions in class.
Good idea.